The story of Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa is the most famous painting in the world, according to most people, because it is so often studied, recognized, and copied. The Louvre says that about 80% of its visitors come to see the painting of Mona Lisa. Leonardo began painting it in 1503 or 1504 in Florence, Italy. He worked on it for years and then left it unfinished. He took it with him when he went to France in 1516 and was still working on it before it was bought by King Francis I of France. The Mona Lisa used to hang in the Palace of Versailles. After the French Revolution, it spent a short period in the bedroom of Napoleon, but it was later moved to the Louvre, where it is still on display. In 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen. The Louvre Museum thought it was being photographed, but when they checked, it was not there. The Louvre closed for 1 week to help look for it. People thought Guillaume Apollinaire, a French poet, stole it. He was put into jail and tried to make people think his friend Pablo Picasso did it, and he was also questioned by the police, but it was not either of them, though. It was lost for 2 years, and everybody thought it would be lost forever. Then it turned out that an Italian worker at the Louvre had actually stolen it. He had hidden it in his coat and walked out with it after the museum had closed. He wanted the painting to go back to Italy and be shown in an Italian museum. After hiding it in his apartment for 2 years, he became impatient and tried to sell it to a gallery in Florence, but was caught. It was shown all over Italy before going back to the Louvre. People thought he was a hero who loved Italy, so he only spent a few months in jail.